It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, August 16th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And today we kind of threw out our regular format and decided to dedicate our entire episode to the life and legacy of Aretha Franklin, who sadly passed away at the age of 76. We had heard earlier in the week about her hospice stay from pancreatic cancer and how she was in Detroit with her family and her friends, and then, yes, sadly passed away at the age of 76. So today, that's what we're going to focus on, sharing some stories from other artists who really loved and admired her. A great one that I saw, Jay, was from Elton John. He said, "The loss of Aretha Franklin is a blow for everyone who loves real music. Music from the heart, the soul, and the church. Her voice was unique, her piano playing underrated. She was one of my favorite pianists." And he was fortunate enough to spend time with her and witness her last performance. He said it was a benefit for the Elton John AIDS Foundation at St. John the Divine Cathedral. She was obviously unwell, and he wasn't sure that she'd be able to perform. But Aretha did, and she raised the roof. She sang and played magnificently, and we all wept. We were witnessing the greatest soul artist of all time." And Elton John continued, "I worshipped her and adored her talent. God bless her. My condolences to all her family and friends. We shared the same birthday, and that meant so much to me. The whole world will miss her, but we'll always rejoice in her remarkable legacy. The Queen is dead. Long live the Queen."
It's a beautiful tribute. Sir Paul McCartney commented, "Let's all take a moment to give thanks for the beautiful life of Aretha Franklin, the queen of our souls, who inspired us all for many, many years. She will be missed, but the memory of her greatness as a musician and a fine human being will live with us forever. Love, Paul." An artist from the younger generation, Kelly Clarkson, writes, "Aretha Franklin is the reason why I sing from that part deep inside of me that few could ever reach."
So many beautiful dedications, long and short. I mean, Common just said briefly, "Aretha truly sang with the spirit of God in her. She is one of the greatest singers and voices to ever walk the planet."
Tributes, of course, continuing to pour in from the musical world and beyond. Now we're going to spend the rest of the episode taking an all too brief look at an incomparable life and legacy. We're going to walk through Aretha's life and remarkable career and play just a bit of some of her most iconic songs.
We can go back to the beginning and where it all started. Memphis, March 25th, 1942. That's the day that Aretha Franklin was born, raised in Detroit. In fact, while she was growing up, her father was the most famous black preacher in all of the United States. Her mother died when she was quite young, so it was her and her siblings kind of going on tour around with her very famous father. She was surrounded by music notables, took note of Sam Cooke. In fact, in his trajectory with his career, where he went from singing gospel songs to breaking through in the pop and R&B world, she really thought that that's kind of what she wanted to do for her own self. So she launched a pop career with Columbia and had success, including the hit "Won't Be Long," which came from her first secular album that came out in 1961.
"Baby, here I am by the railroad tracks, waiting for my baby. It's coming on back."
So Aretha was doing well at Columbia. How could she not, with that kind of talent, mentored by John Hammond, who also discovered Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen. But even John Hammond acknowledged that maybe Columbia didn't have quite the right idea with how to handle Aretha's career initially. They thought she was going to be a jazz singer, and her work is great, but it wasn't what it became. So recognizing this, she moved over to Atlantic in the mid-60s, and there she really hit her groove. She started doing her own arrangements, she started playing piano on her own recordings, and really becoming the driving force behind her recordings. She hit it off with producer Jerry Wexler and started recording with the famous Muscle Shoals rhythm section. And the results? Well, by 1967, she had released what became her signature song. It was a reimagining of Otis Redding's Respect.
Oh!
think of any other cover that people love and admire as much as Aretha Franklin's cover of Respect? That period produced her defining body of work, not just Respect, but iconic singles including You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Chain of Fools, and Think. Eventually, Jerry Wexler ended up leaving Atlantic, and I think Aretha felt like maybe that's a step I need to make for myself as well. And she did, after she put out a string of less successful, we can say, albums in the later 1970s. So even though she wasn't on the charts the way she once was, she was becoming this cultural figure that people looked at and kind of recognized as the iconic figure that we know today. There were performances like her memorable turn in the Blues Brothers movie, where she performed Think and reminded everyone that she was just this powerhouse.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
You better think.
So like Tina Turner, her peer from the 1960s, Aretha Franklin had a huge commercial comeback in the 1980s. She had hit collaborations with George Michael and with the Eurythmics, and her album Who's Zoomin' Who became her first platinum album. The kickoff single to that album was Freeway of Love, produced by Narada Michael Walden, and it showed that Aretha could meet the 80s on their own terms and be totally 80s, but still totally the queen of soul.
One of the things that I think is truly remarkable about Aretha Franklin, and one of the reasons why she has that icon status, is that even though she may have had some less than memorable albums, you just never knew when she would all of a sudden pull out this amazing performance or this amazing song, and all of a sudden she would be back up in the charts again. A great example of that was in 1993 when she had a dance floor hit, A Deeper Love, and she became the first woman to land 100 songs on the Hot R&B Hip Hop chart when she released a cover of Adele's Rolling in the Deep in 2014.
So today, we and so many other people are celebrating Aretha Franklin, her career and her legacy, but it's heartening to know she certainly very much felt the love and the respect from fans and other luminaries throughout her lifetime. She earned just about every honor an American musician can earn. She was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That happened in 1987. She blew the field away when she sang the Super Bowl national anthem in 2006. She performed at inaugurations or inauguration-associated events for three presidents, Carter, Clinton, and Obama. In 2009, at Barack Obama's historic inauguration, she delivered a very emotional performance of My Country, 'Tis of Thee, and she also went viral with her distinctive headwear. I think that might have been the first moment when the internet was like, we need to make a Twitter account for this.
Yeah, Aretha's hat with the giant bow on it. But yeah, she continued to bring in new fans and new generations. One of those moments that sort of stuck out in my mind is the Kennedy Center Honors back in 2015. This is a moment where if I need to cheer myself up, I push play on this and just watch this video over and over and over again. It's to honor Carole King and her song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And of course, who sang it but Aretha Franklin? Aretha walks slowly onto the stage. She's wearing her mink. She's got her purse like she always does. She sits down, begins playing, and Carole King just puts her hands up to her chest, and you see some tears in her eyes, and she is just in awe. Everyone in the audience is in awe. And then all of a sudden, this dramatic moment happens where Aretha stands up, stops playing piano, throws her hands up, and allows her jacket, her mink coat, to just fall to the floor. And that is quintessential Aretha Franklin. It's the drama, it's the piano playing, but it's also that singular voice.
So to try to wrap our heads around the incomparable legacy of Aretha Franklin, Jade, both you and I were born after Aretha had already had her breakout hits in the late 1960s. And so to some extent, we're relying on accounts from others to help us understand, like I imagine many of our listeners, to help us understand what Aretha's impact was in the 60s and then beyond. And one comparison that has helped me understand is David Remnick in The New Yorker has pointed out that there are a lot of similarities and obviously profound influence between Aretha Franklin and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And when you look at what Beyonce means to people now, what Lemonade is meant to people, what Formation is meant to people, you know, David Remnick points out there is no formation without respect. And when you look at how Aretha Franklin changed the world in the late 60s, how she took this incredible musical talent and used it as a platform, she said, yes, this is me. Of course, you're going to listen to my amazing music. And I'm going to take this opportunity to let you know, here's who I am. Here's what you need to know. Here's what my reality is. And think about what that means for a human being, a woman, an African-American woman, to be so powerfully embodying herself. It's incredible.
There's a great quote from President Barack Obama, who had a lovely friendship with Aretha Franklin. And this is one from back in 2016. It was shortly after the Kennedy honors. He said, "Nobody embodies more fully the connection between the African-American spiritual, the blues, R&B, rock and roll, the way that hardship and sorrow were transformed into something full of beauty and vitality and hope. American history wells up when Aretha sings. That's why when she sits down at a piano and sings A Natural Woman, she can move me to tears, because it captures the fullness of the American experience, the view from the bottom as well as the top, the good and the bad, and the possibility of synthesis, reconciliation, and transcendence."
Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. That's our music news for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. You can read more about Aretha Franklin's life, legacy, and music at thecurrent.org, where we'll continue to follow updates on tributes and everything else that will surely follow as people appreciate the life and legacy of Aretha Franklin. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news and a roundup of this week's new releases.